between the life we see and the world we dream, there are stories when they are told. Nightmares become imagination. So please.
Thomas, you aren't.
Hello to the guild. Are you ready for the shocking conclusion? Welcome to the Dim Light Anxiety Podcast. I'm your host, Giggles, and I want to know, what's your story? I just got home from an amazing trip getting to see my new nephew, yay! And my mom and my sister and brother-in-law. It was awesome. I am so, so, so happy I got to go spend the weekend with them. I will say, though, every time I fly, I might always think of Final Destination. There are so many scary stories involving plane crashes, it's a wonder I still get on planes. My love of travel and family definitely outweighed that fear this time. I would suggest writing a story involving a plane crash, but it's kind of overdone, honestly. I'll tell you what, if you feel you have an original take on an old classic, please email me your creation, because after all, nightmares are a terrible thing to waste. From campy to, I just held my best friend's life in my hands. Scary. I want to hear them all because your fucked up brains came up with them. Once imagined and alive on paper, email them to me at dimlightanxiety@gmail.com, and I will bring them to life on this podcast. Now that we are through the holiday weekend, next weekend is the Colorado Horror Festival. I can't wait. I'm planning on having the look of a kid in a candy store plastered on my face for the whole time. I will definitely let you guys know all about what I experience. Maybe I'll rub elbows with famous people within the horror community. Just the thought of being around people with like minds as me is both exciting and disturbing. Speaking of your disturbing minds, we had the final episode of this so talented writer you can find on Reddit under the username Kessel the Viking. Coming up. Are you ready to find out what happens to Evelyn? What happens to all of them? Will they ever find normal again? Here's a reminder of what happened in last week's episode. Mary was released, and her body fell to the floor in a slump. I regained my breath and crawled over next to my wife, who handed me the flashlight as I rose to my feet. Mary seemed to be okay, although there was a dark red mark around the entirety of her neck. There was a sound of retracting flesh as I shined my light in the direction of Evelyn. I caught the last fleeting moments of her slipping out of the room like a traveling slime of grotesque humanity scurrying away, no different than a shadow of the night. With life feeling like it's never going to be normal again, will this family finally find peace? Or will Evelyn be lost forever? Submitted for the approval of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety, I call this story The Tale of the Odd Daughter, Part 5. Abel sat down quietly for a moment before nodding and rising to his feet. He reached down and helped Mary to hers, and then turned to face me.
I must be honest with you, George. I did not expect something this severe, and Mary's right. I never experienced an entity dripping with such evil like this one. I fear the remnants of Evelyn's soul may be too far gone, tainted even to the point of damnation.
Then we want to do all we can to preserve it, said my wife, taking the words out of my mouth. I nodded.
We will do whatever it takes.
Okay, said Abel quickly.
Then we need to find her.
The expert in the truck spoke over the communicator. There appears to be two distinctly different entities located in the house. One is in the living room. It appears to be quite static. The other seems to be in the room adjacent to the kitchen. Abel looked to me.
That's my office.
Abel looked to me.
That's my office. It's where I write, I said quietly.
The entity and your daughter's soul have coalesced. Some aspect of her memory remains, and therefore the entity seeks rooms of reprieve, places where Evelyn once found comfort,
he said calmly.
She used to sit on my lap while I wrote, I said with a single tear streaming down my face.
George,
began Abel as he placed a hand on mine and my wife's shoulders.
We must exorcise the spirit, no matter what the outcome.
We both agreed and followed closely behind him as he exited Evelyn's room. Mary remained behind us, perhaps as a shield for our fear. They both had crosses woven around their fingers and were muttering biblical scripture as they walked. Our feet squelched against the waterlogged carpet, and we soon found ourselves in the living room once again. Evelyn's insectoid body had digressed even more into something unexplainable, and she had crawled up the walls where she remained as we passed her by. I felt my wife's hands searching for mine, and we clasped together in a tight embrace. Eerie thumping stemmed from my office upon our approach. It sounded as if a struggle were occurring within the entire room was being tossed around. Abel hesitated for a moment before slowly pushing the door open. But nobody could have expected what we saw. The instant the flashlight laid in the room's contents bare. Evelyn was standing there, looking exactly how she did the day we were forced to leave. She was clutching a teddy bear, one of her favorite stuffed animals, and smiling a normal childlike grin. Couldn't help myself. I brushed past Abel and knelt in front of Evelyn. Abel was saying something behind me, but I didn't care. I just wanted to hold my little girl again. But then my wife's delicate hands gripped my shoulders and pulled me away from her daughter. All sounds came rushing back, and I realized that Abel had been shouting, "George, no! It's a lure! That's not your daughter!" And my wife must have been able to see through the ruse where I could not. I admit she was stronger than me, especially now, as my mind tried to rationalize the possibility of them being wrong. I watched as Evelyn's expression warped into that far too wide demonic smile, and her body stretched with a cracking voracity to the height of the ceiling. Abel stepped forward and held his arm in front of me in an effort to protect us, while Evelyn continued to grow until her body was forcibly bent over from pressing against the ceiling. Each one of Evelyn's limbs elongated like before in the hallway, including her fingers until they were dragging against the floor. After her dubious transformation, her breathing became deep and menacing with the air of malignancy behind each exhale. I was frozen with fear as the room appeared to close in around me, causing an intense claustrophobic feeling.
"Daddy, I'm hungry," said Evelyn from under her long black hair.
"Don't listen to it, George," said Abel while thrusting his crossword. "It's trying to trick you."
"Daddy, please. I'm so hungry and so lonely," said Evelyn as her mouth grew longer and longer.
Her chin was slowly reaching the floor, creating a gaping void where her throat should be.
"Lord, smite this demon with your righteous fury. Destroy corruption in this child's body. I command you, wicked thing, to leave this place at once."
Abel began shouting at Evelyn, but this time there was a reaction. Her body began to twitch and convulse as if she was an itch that she couldn't scratch, and smoke rose off of her skin.
"It's working," remarked Mary.
"What do we do?" I asked while holding my wife against me.
"Stay back,"
commanded Abel as he continued.
"Foul creature, be gone. I demand by the power of God that you kneel to this word and flee back to the pit whence you came."
The metal chains shot from Abel's cross and wrapped around Evelyn's tortured form. A disembodied voice shrieked from somewhere in the room. It didn't stem from her mouth, in fact. It seemed to come from by the corner by my desk. The window in my office wasn't obscured and allowed for the faded moonlight outside to shine in enough to illuminate most of the room. As the chains burned Evelyn and continually caused her to screech and groan, I noticed something in the very same corner I thought the voice may have come from. A tall, looming, shadowy figure that looked exactly like the image Evelyn had colored of the smiling man lurked with vile intent. I pointed and shouted, "Over there, that's the entity!" Abel directed his cross to the corner of the room, and the chains lashed out like a wildly whipping fury of metallic condemnation. The figure was stricken with Abel's fury, and it cried out with devastatingly core-rattling howl as it tried to fight the chains. Evelyn's form had become indistinguishable from human and monster, and she seemed poised to swallow the room whole. Her mouth had reached the deluged pinnacle of engulfed disposition as Abel continued to wrestle with the entity latched onto her. The room became an orchestra of indiscernible sounds that rang my eardrums, but I waved my plights away and covered my wife's ears instead to protect her. I could feel her trembling against my hands, but we could only watch as Abel restrained the demon that tormented our child. Suddenly, a hole appeared in the ground underneath the twisted shape of flesh that Evelyn had become. Abel commanded as beams of light radiated from his body, "Sink, wicked thing, into the pit of eternal damnation in which you belong. Never again shall your form, nor spirit, nor presence disturb the good and the righteous." The entity spit something onto the floor and cursed at Abel. "Fuck you, priest! The child is mine!" Her soul is too far gone and has been that way since first I laid hands upon her innocent shoulder. Mary stepped forward. No! Release her, servant of chaos!
I condemn thee. Be gone from this plane. Be gone!
Spoke Abel with great conviction as the chains protruding from his cross drag the entity toward the hole underneath Evelyn.
My wife screamed as loud as her lungs would allow. Give us her daughter back!
And the chains ripped the entity to the floor, rendering it completely unable to keep itself standing. As the hole under Evelyn opened further, I stepped around my wife and heaved myself into Evelyn, shoving her off the descending darkened depths that were forming below her while the smiley man continued being pulled down.
Your child is mine!
It exclaimed as it clung to the edge of the pit.
No, she is mine,
said my wife as she brought her foot down onto its head with a weighty stomp. The entity snarled and hissed while raking its shadowy claws into the floor, but the divine chains under Abel's control overpowered it, sending it hurtling into the unknown. Mary grabbed onto my wife so that she wouldn't be pulled down with it, and the chains retracted with nothing left to wrap around. The hole closed, and Abel fell to his knees, drenched in sweat, and all the lights came on in the house. I looked down to see Evelyn had returned to normal, cradled in my arms. George, said my wife, rushing to my side to be close to Evie. Her eyes were closed and she appeared to be sleeping. Evie peered out into the living room and remarked on how the other Evelyn had disappeared.
Your daughter has been thoroughly drained of her life essence and may sleep for quite some time. Allow us to take you somewhere safe for the time being, so your family may recuperate.
We don't care where you take us. We're just so grateful to have our daughter back, I said ecstatically. I think I speak for us both when I say, I don't think we could ever repay you for your kindness.
No. There is no need for thanking. This is our job, and disposing of evil has to be done,
said Abel quietly.
Mary chimed in. Our organization is rather influential, and although many tragedies have occurred here, we will make sure that nothing more befalls your family. Your home will be rebuilt, and all will return to normal. We will even handle the dilemma with your neighbor.
I stroked Evelyn's hair and turned to face them both. At this point, I don't care who you people are. It's clear you are of just hearts, and that's all that matters to me. You've done something for us that we thought impossible. Thank you, even if you don't seek our praise.
They both nodded and escorted us back to our vehicle. We followed them to an odd hotel that was much better on the inside than the outside. And they gave us all we needed. Evelyn woke up half a day later with no knowledge of the events. And it was better that way. She didn't need to hear the name Smiley Man ever. Again.
A
I like that this story ended on a good note. I often lead towards the dark endings, but after 5 weeks of waiting, I might have been disappointed if it didn't. This writer did it perfectly. Fucking crazy and chaotic in all the best of ways. Well, you heard it too. What did you think? Was it scary enough? Or better question, can you do better? Can you scare the laughter out of me? Now for the details. If you have a series that you are not sure what to do with, send them to me. I love series, as well as half-episode stories, which we have one in an episode coming up. You can find all the information to submit these tarot tales to me on my many platforms on the episode. Oh, wait. Not on the episode, on the website. I don't know why I wrote episode. I can't get them right. You can also find so many other fun things on the website, not episode. Oh, wait, shit. You still don't know what the website is, of course. Well, that's easy. It's just the name of the podcast with a .com at the end. That's dimlightanxiety.com. This week's writing prompt is, there were scratches all down her arm. She blamed them on the cat. Use that as inspiration or actually somewhere in your story. What were the scratches from? What was she really hiding? Does she even have cats? You choose. Then send that story to my email for consideration for the podcast or editing or both. I look forward to reading what you have nightmares about. Speaking of nightmares, the author you can find on Reddit with the username Kessel the Viking must have crazy ones, because this was a roller coaster of an experience. And honestly, I have been to their Reddit page, and it is full of well-crafted scary stories. I even used one last season. Check out the description for the exact spelling of their name. The writers are so, so talented. So if you enjoyed today's episode, please give the podcast a 5-star review so they can get the exposure they deserve. It really does help. If you don't have time for a review, just give it a like on Apple, Spotify, Anchor, or whatever platform you use to listen to today's episode. No matter what path you choose, please just tell your friends as well, so we can all leave laughing scared. Thanks again for listening. And for your reward, let's see how the family is doing now. Enjoy, if you dare. A month passed, and our home was as good as new. Abel and Mary escorted us back and gave us a stern debriefing about how we mustn't speak of whatever happened to anyone. Obviously, we agreed, because having Evelyn back was our only care. They even gave us a lump sum of money to keep us afloat while we got our lives back in order. Truly, they were saviors of the common folk. I said this once before, and I'll say it again. If your child mentions a strange name of a man that you've never seen or heard of before, do not hesitate to put your story online. We would not have discovered Abel and Mary if not for the internet, and our little Evelyn's soul would have been enslaved for all of eternity. Learn from our story and never forget. But not all shadows are friendly, and not all smiles are innocent.
Thank you.
I declare this meeting of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety closed. The next week will come, and with it, a new story. But until then, creep it real!
This podcast does not condone any physical harm on yourself or others. These are fictional stories intended only for entertainment.